I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's get into some of that and more. Ravens won 3 in a row. They're a game below 500 with the Cleveland Browns looming in Cleveland. Coming up on Sunday, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw joining us now to talk about all of that good stuff and more. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from NFL Network, NFL.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Jeffrey Chedia. Jeffrey, first of all, good afternoon. How you feeling?
I'm doing well. And you guys sound like you're doing pretty well. I can hear the glee in your voice. You talk about Cleveland coming up here soon.
And then the Jets after that. I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, but anyway, a lot better than we were after Houston came to town for sure. But Jeffrey, we look at the MVP chase as we sit here November the 10th. Jonathan Taylor's been tremendous for the Colts. Even Danny Dimes has done it. But you look at Stafford, quarterback rating 114, 25 touchdowns, 2 picks. The offense is percolating on all cylinders. Adams is having a monster year. I know he got hurt yesterday. Even without Puka, they're putting up points. Is anyone but Matt Stafford the MVP of the league right now? And if you're going to pick someone to challenge him, would it be Taylor? What about Drake May? Who's the leader in the clubhouse right now?
Well, I think Stafford's the leader. I do believe Drake May should be in the conversation, and Jonathan Taylor and Sam Darnold, for that matter. He gets forgotten in all this, but he's had a pretty good year out there in the Pacific Northwest with the Seahawks. But Stafford, to me, is the guy. This tends to be a narrative award, and you look at the way his career has gone. He's gotten a championship. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's had, what, 3 straight games with at least 4 touchdown passes, and I think 6 games with 20 touchdown passes and no interceptions. It's hard to go with anybody but him right now.
Hey, Jeffrey, Bob and I were talking once we saw Daboll got fired. You know, we were sitting and like, and I asked him, I said, Bob, who are the candidates for these jobs? You know, I'm like, who are the hot coordinators? And you got all these great college jobs open, too.
Yeah, it's a very strange time when you think about all the opportunities out there. And I don't know who's going to take these jobs. I mean, there's some good names out there. I imagine Joe Brady from the Bills will be a guy who gets a look. Brian Flores, certainly Vance Joseph. You see those guys getting second opportunities. But that Giants job is a pretty good job, I would think, with the way the quarterback is and Scataboo and that defense, all those pass rushers. I mean, you're pretty much set up there to take off if you get that job. But you're right. It especially on the college level, because those jobs are paying so much now that the competition, the desire to find a job where you can kind of control your own destiny and have your own say about how things are going to go, that's got to be appealing to coaches as well.
Hey, Jeffrey, what do you think happened to the Bills yesterday? They were feeling good that they beat the Chiefs the week before, and then they went down just to have stone crabs at Joe's?
That's part of it. I feel like divisional games are always a bit of a crapshoot. I was in Denver watching that, you know, that rock fight with the Raiders on Thursday night. Yeah, exactly. And that, to me, is a perfect example of it. The Raiders aren't been playing good football, but it ends up being a 10-7 game. The Dolphins exposed something that the Bills have been having an issue with all year long, which is run defense. And they actually ran the football and did a good job of doing that. But I do think the Bills came in and probably felt like, this is a win. We just beat up on the Chiefs. We're feeling good. And all of a sudden, you're getting blown out by a bad team. So they learned a tough lesson, but I think the Bills will be okay down the stretch.
Hey, Jeffrey, you think the Rams and Seattle are the two best teams in football right now?
I feel like they are. I feel like that game next week is one of the games of the year because I look at how the Rams have been playing. You just talked about Stafford, but people just don't get to see enough of the Seahawks. Their defense is as good as any defense in the league right now. And you look at the way Darnold's played, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, you talk about Jonathan Taylor, that's probably those two guys are going to go at it for offensive player of the year. And that offensive line has improved. And so Mike McDonald went out there and people forgot about him. But the things he was doing with that defense in Baltimore are the same thing he's doing with the Seahawks defense. And it's been pretty impressive to watch.
Now, Jeffrey, what about tonight? It's going to be cold and windy in Green Bay. Oh. And Green Bay lost to Carolina. Philly's coming off a bye. You know, like Bob said, if CJ doesn't get...
What are you talking about?
The receiver for Philly. If he doesn't get
AJ Brown.
If AJ doesn't get
Harold Carmichael.
17 targets. Yeah. If he doesn't get 17 targets in the first quarter, he'll be bitching.
It's going to be a fun game. Green Bay, look, I have a lot of trust in Philadelphia figuring things out because handing the ball to Saquon Barkley cures a lot of ills there, and they've been super aggressive going out and finding players. They just got Jair Alexander from you guys, so I don't know if that's going to work out for them, but I do like Jalen Phillips showing up there. But I feel like Green Bay's got to find a way to win this game because of the way their season has gone. They look great 1 minute, and then they're losing to – team they shouldn't lose to the next. They've got to find a way to get into a groove here, and winning this game would be a huge step forward for them. So I think the Packers have to win this game.
Hey, Jeffrey, who's going to win the AFC West?
You know, I like Denver still, and I know that they didn't show very well. Part of me feels like that Denver team you saw against the Raiders is not going to be the same offense you see against the Chiefs this week. But the Chiefs are just in such a hole right now that they got to get over not just the Broncos, but the Chargers are ahead of them and have tiebreakers right now. And so I don't think this is what happens when you start 0-2 and you've got a tough division because it's hard to get those games back. And so I feel like Denver's defense is pretty good. Being at home this week is going to make a huge – if they win that game, the Chiefs aren't winning that division. And so Denver sees the opportunity. I think they're going
to – you're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Take advantage of it.
Kansas City can't win on the road right now. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com, NFL Network. Staying in the AFC, and in particular the AFC South, where the Colts are one of the big surprises of football. But what the hell, man? Jacksonville, you're up big. You're on the road. You got Davis Mills. I mean, Stroud, he's not playing. You're cruising along. Then in the fourth quarter, your defense just totally implodes. I mean, we keep waiting for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, we're looking at a guy, maybe Jeffrey, peaked as a freshman in college at Clemson. Why is there just something missing with the Jags where you think they're about to get over humps? No matter who the coach is, it's Cohen this year, and they just can't seem to get out of their own way for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's been the way they've been. You didn't have to mention Travis Hunter.
Yeah,
what that's become, the debacle that's become. But I think it goes back to the quarterback. And I do think when you mentioned the Chiefs a second ago and we talked about the Ravens and the Bills, like when those teams are having their issues, their quarterbacks pull them through it. And Trevor Lawrence is not that guy. And I've been saying this since he came in the league. He's got tools. He's like a nice guy. But you're right. I think when he was in college, he was a guy to play with a whole bunch of really good players and won a lot of games. And now it's on you to get through it when your receivers are down, when your defense isn't getting it done. They've improved, and I think they still can. They'll still be in the playoff contention race. But the difference between them getting a playoff spot and watching from home is Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Brian Thomas has taken all this abuse and criticism. He played pretty well when Trevor Lawrence wasn't the quarterback last year. When he was hurt, Brian Thomas went crazy. And so I think that's an indictment right there of the quarterback.
Now, Jeffrey, week 10's over after tonight. Justin Tucker's eligible to come back. Does he get a tryout tomorrow or does he get a job soon?
I don't know. I mean, it is interesting the way this league, this year is playing out, because I think having a really good kicker is going to mean a lot down the stretch in the playoffs. These teams are so close. You know, you're seeing the Ravens getting back into the mix. I think the Texans are going to be back into the mix. And so having a kicker who can hit those big field goals is going to matter to you. You saw, Matt Prater miss a big kick at the end of the Chiefs game that could have cost them if they weren't up a touchdown. Like, that kick's going to matter. And so if Justin Tucker can get back to being the kicker he was before he had all his issues, that would be great. But I don't know if he's going to be that kicker either.
Jeffrey Chedea, NFL Network, NFL.com. Jeffrey, always appreciate the time. Enjoy Monday Night Football, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Yep. Appreciate it.
There's Jeffrey Chedea, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock, and then Monday Night Football as the Philadelphia Eagles, they travel to Green Bay, take it on the Green Bay Packers. As Vinny said, it's going to be really, really cold there tonight.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.